Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I might have introduced myself before as Maggie Hayes and The Maggie Hayes Show. That is because in my family's genealogy, the Hayes family did come to the United States and eventually Wisconsin from Ireland. So I thought that would be a bit of fun to introduce myself to each and every one of you this afternoon. Again, that Hayes family coming through New York, landing in New York in and around 1835, as best we can tell. And I think I called it Convent Garden. That's incorrect. The place that they came through is a place called Castle Garden. This was a place for processing immigrants before Ellis Island was opened. It was called Castle Garden. And I have this quote from Harper's Weekly back in 1882 that I think speaks in a lot of ways to the Irish immigrant experience during that time. And the potato famine didn't really hit until the 1840s. So both on my Hayes and Hickey sides of the family, they came before that. And by the way, just a note on the potato famine, as Corey Webster from the Irish Cultural Heritage Center in Milwaukee pointed out, the reason that people were starving to death in Ireland during the potato famine is that no one owned their own land. They all were tenants, and they were all required to turn over what they grew to their British lords that owned the land that they were permitted to lease and farm. So at the time, Ireland was an exporter of its foodstuffs to Britain. And the only thing that really sustained a lot of working poor Irish folk were potatoes, because the lords and the ladies, the upper classes, didn't want to eat potatoes. So when this fungus came through and wiped out the potato crops, they were left with nothing to eat. They also had no voice in the government. They were considered second class. And the government did nothing in the face of mass starvation. The Irish were also second in number only to the British in terms of the folks that originally colonized the United States. So going back into the 1700s and throughout the 1600s. So they're since the beginning of settlement in these United States, in America, what became the U.S., there were always a number of Irish people. But when people again started starving and came over in overwhelming numbers, starting in the 1840s through the 1850s and so on, that is when the discrimination against Irish became very widespread. It's also worthy of note that often Irish folks and African Americans were pushed into the same neighborhoods. And over time, were effectively Irish and Black folks were often pitted against each other. All of these things repeat multiple times throughout history, right? The most recent immigrant, the biggest wave of immigrants, those are who get looked down upon. Oh, and if we can make the lowest rung on the white immigrant ladder hate the Black or brown person, then we'll try to exploit that to keep them hating each other and not paying attention to the folks that really have the power and money. So I wanted to share this quote from Harper's Weekly. This is from May 27th, 1882. Speaking about Castle Garden, where my Hickey ancestor, my great-great-great-grandfather, Hugh Hickey, came through in the late 1830s, most likely. Here's the quote. It has always been great enough to enable everybody to understand the position of that poor exile of Erin, meaning the poor that came from Ireland. And then they're going to talk about a specific person. That exile of Erin who went up to be examined for a teacher in the public schools. So someone applying for a job to be a teacher who's Irish. And being asked who discovered America was not at all clear. But being asked where the discovered landed, answered with triumphant promptitude, Castle Garden. So a little hard to follow because it's old timey. But what does this say? Hey, the poor person who had come, who was Irish, who came to the United States, wanted to be a public school teacher, applied for the job. They were getting quizzed to make sure they could do the job. They didn't know who discovered America, but when asked where the immigrants landed, they said not Plymouth Rock, but shared of their own experience, Castle Garden, the place that they and probably much of their family came through when they immigrated from Ireland. Very, very interesting stuff. The largest ethnic group that came through Castle Garden specifically were Germans, followed next by the Irish, the English, the Swedish, and then Italians and Scottish, etc. Today, about 20% of Americans can trace their ancestry to someone who came through Castle Garden. Think about that. 20% of us can trace our ancestry to someone who came through Castle Garden. We have more in common than you ever may think. When we come back, we're going to talk about an ancient Irish sport, hurling, on this special edition of the Maggie Dawn Show. I am the Maggie Hayes Show on this very beautiful St. Patrick's Day. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back with more talk of the hurling after these brief messages.